What is up, BBB Army? Welcome back to our channel, BBB Army Hearts to Hearts. I am Ruth.
And I'm Nicole.
We are back. It is August.
Yay, August. The months are going by way too quick.
Too quick. I don't want to go back to work.
You don't want to go back to work, but then I won't be able to see you if time slows
Oh,
down.
well. Shush,
You just need
shush.
to start school back in like October or something.
Ugh, I wish we could start school. I start after Labor Day. Like, technically, I still have this month, but I have to go to these meetings and stuff and Professional Development Day. Any educators out there, you know how I feel about Professional Development Day? Yeah, the PD? Yeah. Joe, if you're watching, you feel my pain.
Fun times for you guys.
We are back. It is officially August, and I'm sure all the fans are ready to go to their awesome next tour, which is coming up here, the most popular monster tour part two.
Yes, popular monster.
Monster Part
Two.
Two with Fallen in Reverse, BVB, Dance Gavin Dance, and Tread
Jairus
Lies,
Johnson and
Evermore.
Jairus Johnson and is it Nathan James?
Nathan's? Yeah, I think Nathan and James. I honestly forgot the other ones.
I know everyone except for Nathan.
Nice. So we are excited. Our show is on the 21st of August.
I am so excited.
It's also the second stop.
Yeah, is it the second one or is it the third? The second? Okay, and Ruth, haven't you been stating that whenever it comes to Blackfoot Brides tours, you've always either been at the middle or the end?
Yes, I've never fully been in the actual beginning, let alone second stop. Even though it's funny, because like it's like for me, I see it as Washington, Spokane, Washington. Technically, it's Airway Heights. I'm like, okay, whatever.
Yeah, that's still Spokane.
It's like 5 minutes away from Spokane.
See, then it's technically within the limit.
Weird, but I'm excited because the crew is gonna get reunited and it feels so good.
We're all going to be together. Hudson and I are flying out to not only spend time with Ruth and Ryan, but we are all going to the
I cannot wait.
show.
I
Yay!
cannot see the big venue, let alone how VIP is gonna go and like everything.
I'm excited to actually just be able to sit down and enjoy a Blackville Brides show. Not to say that I've never, obviously, I have enjoyed every Blackville Brides show, but it's different when you're standing because, your back hurts, everything hurts. But this
Your
time we just get to
feet
sit
hurt.
more.
Honestly, I think my partner Ryan, he was sold as soon as I said, yeah, we're sitting down. Sold.
Yeah, that was Hudson too. Hudson's like, yes.
Like, instead of standing up. And it's good because they have the food available. There's a smoking area for my partner. He doesn't have to leave the venue or anything. It's a lot of fun things over there.
It works out. I'm excited for this venue.
Me too. So we are all excited. But for today's episode, we have a very just another super goofy fun video. I know we did this a while ago with Harry Potter, but welcome back to When Fandoms Collide. That's what I'm gonna call it.
Yes, no, I love that.
Okay, so today's on Fandoms Collide. As anyone who's listening or watching, you can probably see what's on my screen or what we're wearing and stuff. For any OG fans of our show, we have always had this debate consistently, every single time, between The Office and Parks and Rec. Recreation.
It's obvious to tell who's the Office fan and who's the Parks and Rec fan, in case you're new to the show.
Nicole is a huge fan of The Office. I am a huge fan of Parks and Rec. I have Funko Pops. She also has Funko Pops. We have our representatives. Little Sebastian, for anyone who knows, thank you.
I only know tidbits of Little Sebastian. That was like one of the first things that Ruth introduced me to when she was talking to me about Parks and Rec.
Yeah, my history of knowledge of The Office is not that much besides Michael Scott, like his famous he I know he has famous lines and stuff. The main one I remember is like oh my God, it's like the alarm is like coming in. No one panic, no one panic, or something. I forgot. How does that go?
Oh, is it? It's like that. It's a huge meme now too that everyone stay calm.
Yeah.
Everyone stay
There you go,
calm.
that
Yeah, that
one.
one. I
Yeah.
love that episode.
That's the only thing I really know about The Office. For the record, for anyone who is The Office fan, I did try to watch it. I couldn't get into it.
And that is something that Ruth and I have discussed too, is it's weird because Office fans don't like Parks and Rec and Parks and Rec fans don't like The Office. And the weirdest part about that, it's made by the same editors and creators. And it's funny how we just can't find the each other's hilarious. I've tried Parks and Rec, but to be fair, I don't think I've tried as much as you. I've only watched like tidbits of episodes and I'm like, nah.
I've watched a couple of episodes from the first season of The Office. I just couldn't. I
Yeah, with the
couldn't.
first, it's so hard because, like, okay, so I swear, being an Office fan, it's really hard to explain like The Office to people. The first season, while yes, it is good, the first season's rough. There's only like four or six episodes, and they were really working on character development. It's really season two that you want to start watching from. That you have to watch season one to fully understand everything, but season two is where it officially kicks off because they knew their characters, they knew what they wanted.
Maybe I'll try again, but when I have my choice between The Office and Ron Swanson and Leslie Knope, Parks and Rec is going to win. I
No.
have binge watched Parks and Rec twice during the pandemic.
That's chill. I binge watch The Office at least like 80,000 times a year. It's just that is my comfort show, especially when I'm falling asleep.
Me too. I love it. I love all the memes and the sayings in it. So what we're going to do today is very similar to what we did for the Hogwarts houses is since none of us know, I don't barely know anything of the Office characters. Nicole barely knows anything of Parks and Rec characters. So we picked five, which was super hard because there's so many characters as it is, for the
Yeah.
members. And without looking up any videos and stuff, we were allowed to look up photos of what the character looked like and stuff. We had to guess like, which characters represents the BBB members in The Office and Parks and Rec?
Just for the record, too, because it has Ruth said, there's so many characters, and we had to limit it just to five because, you know, there's only five members in Blackfell Brides. I would like to point out it is harder than it looks because there's similarities in all of the characters that could represent BVB, but you have to find the ones that represent them the most. So I just want to point out if y'all disagree with me on my end, that's totally fine. It was hard. It was hard.
Same here. When she gave me the list, I knew most of the character except Andy something. I
Bernard, Andy Bernard.
was like, who the f is Andy Bernard? I'm like, what?
Root-a-root-a-do, Andy Bernard.
not only did we have to guess, I had to guess for Office, Nicole had to do Parks and Rec. I also did Parks and Rec. She also did The Office to see if we were anywhere close to what we were thinking or anything, so.
And please let us know in the comments below if for any Office fans or Parks and Rec fans, if you agree with our decisions or if you believe them to be different characters in the show that maybe we didn't think of.
All right, this is my lovely PowerPoint, Parks and Recreation.
I can look.
Yes.
I'm
And I
already
have the
looking.
characters here, so here you go.
Okay, for any Office fans, real quick, I just want to point out that down in the right
No,
corner with the purple sweater.
you show respect to Ann
No,
Perkins. You
no,
show
that's.
respect to Ann Perkins. I know she's been in
No,
the office,
no,
but you show, no,
no.
you show respect.
That is not Ann Perkins. That is f***ing Karen, and I don't like Karen.
So these are the characters I picked for Nicole. So I'm gonna give. I, these are the characters' names. I'm not gonna describe them who they are. I will describe them after Nicole guesses. So. First up, we have the one and only Leslie Knope. Then we have Ron Swanson, who's my favorite character. Andy Dwyett, April Lungit, and Ann Perkins. So, five characters, we have five BBB members. Let us start off. Let's just start off. Who do you think Leslie Knope would be for a BBB member?
Okay. So with a little bit that I have seen of Parks and Rec and just things that I'm trying to remember that you have told me, she seems to be sort of like a spaz, and she seems to also be that type of character who's like ditzy. I don't know. But see, when I say those things, I just want to say to the BBB guys, just because I said those things, it doesn't mean I think those things about you.
Fair enough.
I'm just, it's the character. But see, that's what's making this so hard is Ruth knows way more about these characters than I do. So she thought way deeper about it than I did, clearly, when it comes to Parks and Rec. I'm gonna f it. I'm gonna say Cece.
Okay,
Just
Leslie
because I
Knope.
feel like Cece's that really crazy, chaotic type, and I think that's her.
Fair
enough.
Fair enough. Ron Swanson. The lovely mustache.
I love how you got to play that poker face too when I was my guesses. You're like, okay. Ron, okay.
I love Ron. He is like my, it's I think he's my number one favorite character from the series. Just like,
real quick, is this from Parks and Rec? I think the most, how you explained the famous, like, scene from The Office where Michael Scott's like, everyone stay calm.
Yeah.
Is the most famous scene, if it's from Parks and Rec, that I've seen, is it the one where he's in the chair and this one girl's trying to get his attention and he's slowly spinning away from
he's
her?
Slowly. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's one of them.
Okay. Oh, this is so hard. But I'm going to say Andy Biersack is Ron Swanson.
I want all the bacon and eggs. Wait, I'm not sure if you understood me. All the bacon and eggs.
See, I can't lie. This sounds like something Andy would do.
Sorry. Ron has so many iconic moments. If you're a Parks and Rec fan, you know. All right. Andy Dwyer. If for those of us who have never seen this, yes, this is Chris Pratt when he really got his big star before he did Star-Lord on the Guardians of the Galaxy, so.
I know, and I keep forgetting that he's in Parks and Rec, too.
I just realized, too, we both have Andys on our thing.
Yes, we do.
I have Andy Dwight, so.
God, I can't lie, I know nothing of his character. So I have Jake, Jinx, and Lonnie left. Oh my gosh. So now I don't know. Now I want to like change CC's to his, but.
Bye bye, little Sebastian. He was behind the song.
Okay. Yeah, I still want to say CC. I don't. Okay, I'm not going to switch it. I'm going to go with Jake. Because I feel like Jake and CC both have this like, similar personality, so that's Jake.
Especially when they do this show together on Twitch stream. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, April Lungit, the lovely April.
Okay, I'm just gonna go ahead and point out that's just right off the bat, it's Jinx. Given the look, it's Jinx. And then that would mean that Anna Perkins is Lonnie, which, Lonnie, I love you. I do not hate you at all. It just, this character makes me so mad in The Office.
This is Anne Perkins in this round, not Karen. So I got your guesses. These are mine.
Okay.
So, I will say, we agreed on one character, so good job.
Oh, can I take a guess which character?
Sure.
I bet it's freaking Jinx.
No.
It's Andy.
So, Leslie Knope. I have, so Leslie Knope, she is probably the main character of this. Yes, Nicole is right, she's a spaz. She goes crazy everywhere. Consider her as a golden retriever because she has so many projects that she loves to do, like literally so many projects, like I can't even imagine. Not only is she like goes from councilman and blah 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 mayor and stuff, like her journey for the big before she moved to DC is she has so many projects, and she's so loving, she's so caring, she's an empath, she's a great gift giver and stuff. The only reason why I say this Phoebe Me member is Leslie Knope is because of all the side projects that Leslie does. Same with this member from the BBBMer. He does a lot of side projects too. So I consider Leslie Knope as Lonnie.
Damn, at least I got one right.
I just consider Lonnie as Leslie because I feel like Lonnie also has that golden retriever energy, but also Lonnie does a lot of side projects too, like without tours and stuff. Like I know recently, he played a gig in Vancouver with one of his friends and stuff. He does his Patreon. He was a guest host when Joe was in Europe and stuff, helping with the Andy show and everything else. Obviously, he does the vlogs. He does a lot. So that's why I only said Lonnie's Leslie because of the side project. And plus, I see he's golden retriever energy. So
golden retriever energy. That's hilarious.
Ron Swanson. You were correct. I consider Andy as Ron Swanson.
Knew it. Like, okay, just I've seen bits of his character, and I mean, me personally, I feel like he's so sarcastic, and Andy has so much sarcasm in him. I'm like, it's the same people.
When I was rewatching some of my favorite episodes, just how Ron is, if anyone does not know Ron, Ron is a very interesting character. He doesn't like the government. He's very old school and stuff. He's very straightforward. He likes to pull pranks. He loves riddles and stuff. But when he has his sarcasm jokes and stuff, it just, his jokes definitely remind me of Andy's sometimes. So that's why I consider Andy as Ron.
I got one.
Okay, from there, I think we have Andy. Andy Dwight, not Andy Biersack. So, Andy from good old Parks and Rec. If you've seen this Funko Pop, he's dressed as a princess.
Oh my god, does he have pink hair too?
That's his tiara. It has fluffy.
Nice.
Andy, I would say, is another Golden Retriever. So he's like the cousin, brother, sister, stepbrother of the Golden Retriever. Total spaz. Spaz. He's good and caring. Spaz. He makes everyone laugh. He's the class clown. He's the Joker. So obviously, CC's it, Andy.
I should have switched mine. I knew I should have.
CC's Andy because just how CC's energy is overall, like everyone loves him. He likes to goof around and stuff. Andy's CC in this universe.
I really wish I switched. I'm salty. I am very salty right now.
All right, our last two. We have April Lungit and Ann Perkins. So April Lungit, you said Jinx, which I will give you that just because of her sinister look.
Yeah, right.
But there's a lot more to April than her sinister look. Not only, yes, she is sinister and stuff, but she also loves, she's in the series, she gets married to Andy Dwight, and they're like opposites attract, or like partners in crime and stuff. They level each other out. She blatantly almost like Ron, she like loves gore, she likes to scare people and pull pranks, but when it comes down to it, she gets the work done. She is very smart as a person and stuff. So I did consider her as Jake.
Damn. I mean, but it makes sense, though. Obviously, also, for anyone watching, spoiler alerts about shows. Duh.
And I only, since in the TV show, Andy and April are married, and like Jake and Cece, when Cece comes on Jake's Twitch stream, the energy, like, it like goes back and forth like crazy and so fun. April and Andy are kind of the same way on the show.
Yeah, that's
which gives us Ann Perkins, which is Jinx, because Ann Perkins in Parks and Rec is a nurse. She's a very loving person. Okay, she is a nurse. She's befriended Leslie. She's best friends with Leslie and stuff, and she becomes friends with Ron too. She is very funny, although she kind of has the feel of a motherly take, like a parent role, because she's always about getting after every other character about health, eating good, exercising, and everything else, because she is a nurse and stuff. She's very heartwarming and stuff. She has a baby and stuff. She's a parent. So just based on that, of how loving and caring she is, and also kind of a help, though she is, I kind of consider her as Jinx, because not only Jinx is a dad and has Lennon, but Jinx is also kind of an introvert out of all these characters, and is also an introvert too. So
now my question is, were there any other characters in Parks and Rec that you were considering?
I wanted to put Ben, Leslie's husband. Just because, like, he seems like the more normal type among all of them.
Yeah.
He's, like, more down the center, but, like, he does have his nerdy side too, but, like, he's more down to earth. Oh, there's also Donna and Tom. Treat yourself.
Yes, treat yourself.
And there was Chris, who Anne marries and stuff and has the baby with. Basically. So, you know, it was very hard because I was between Ben and Anne for the final, but I chose Anne. So these are my guesses. Anyone in the army who agrees, thank you. If you disagree, please let me know your reasons down below. I actually would like to read them. I know there's some Parks and Rec fans, but yes, I'm obsessed. I have a lot of Funko Pops. Here's Ron Swanson, Andy, Leslie. We got April, and we got Perkins. And many more right there. Hey, you got one.
I thought for sure I'd at least get two. I thought for sure Andy and Jinx.
For a second, I thought you were going to switch CC to Andy and stuff. And I'm like, do it. But you're like,
shut up. This real quick, everyone, is why you go with your gut. If you feel you need to do a sudden switch, trust it, damn it. You know how many mistakes you and I have made because we don't go with our gut on here? We're like,
But I know I'm going to butcher The Office here, so I'm not ready. Because I know none of these characters as well as Nicole.
You know, no. But I won't lie. If you end up getting all of them, I am going to suplex you.
Yeah, that's a guarantee.
It's gonna,
That's a guarantee it won't happen. That's a guarantee it won't happen. All right.
Okay.
It is time for The Office.
I mean, okay, this is not obviously everyone on here.
I know four, the other guy next to Pam. No idea who the
I want to say all four of them are on here except for one. Andy Bernard is not on here. Ryan needs to go away. When it comes to revealing who I think the characters are, I'm just going to have to say it because I don't know how Ruth gets all fancy and hits a button that does the name.
I'm a teacher.
Exactly. I hardly know how to work PowerPoint over here. So what I did for Ruth here, I have to kind of go back and forth on my slides here because I thought it would be funny instead of using photos to throw in some GIFs that kind of showcases a little bit of the personality. I thought maybe that would help Ruth out here a bit. So are you ready?
No.
Okay, I'm going to start with the first half, okay? Or the first two. It goes, because there's three slideshows, so space. So we got Michael Scott and Jim Halpert here.
Again, I know vaguely who Michael Scott is just because of all the memes. Jim, I kind of knew. The only real scene I know of Jim is when he's doing that prank with Dwight with the Pavlov technique. Every time he turns his computer on, he gets a mint and stuff, and then he stops, and then Dwight's mouth becomes like... That's the only thing I know.
I love that one. I love that opening scene so
That's
much.
The only thing I really know of Jim, and that Jim has a big crush on his friend Pam, and then eventually they do get together. I know it was like a huge deal when they finally got together.
Oh my god, it was hurting my head so much watching them not be together. But now, okay, I'm going to the second one, so that way you get a little bit of everyone. We got Dwight Schrute and Pam Beasley.
Dwight, I feel, is another main character of The Office just because he's Dwight and he has a very... I don't know anything about him. I know that a lot of people like to pull pranks on him. I know he was the one who wore the jack-o'-lantern, right? On his head?
Yeah.
Okay. Pam, then, I know nothing of. Besides that she's in love with Jim and sometimes he helps with she pranks. But that's all. I know nothing.
And lastly, we've got Andy Bernard.
Know nothing of him! Nada!
I know, and this gif obviously like probably showcases nothing.
Go back to Michael Scott. I don't want to say it. I'm so f***ing scared.
I mean, I can't lie. Every one of these, I feel, are main characters. The main characters are definitely going to be Michael Scott, Jim Halpert, Dwight Schrute, and Pam. Andy is still a main character that kind of gets introduced, I think, in season 3. And from there, he has like way more scenes as it goes on.
Yeah, so Andy's like Ann Perkins. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Michael Scott. Again, very classic name. I feel like everyone in the universe knows him, even though they never seen the show like I have. Based on what I know of Michael Scott and the memes I've seen, some clips I've seen here, and they're mostly the memes and stuff. I know he's kind of like the head boss of the off the wherever they work at. I'm butchering everything. I'm just trying to think here. And then I know he had a very farewell goodbye because that sound on TikTok is always iconic. Just based on what I know, I put Michael Scott as a BBB member as CC.
Okay.
Because I almost feel like he's a very goofy guy and stuff, and CC's also goofy and stuff. So I feel like I can see CC's like, jump in, everyone back. So that's my guess for Michael Scott.
All right.
Jim, I know he's a prankster on Dwight a lot. I'm not sure anything else. I know he even did a prankster on Dwight when he had someone else pretend to be him, and Dwight lost his because it wasn't Jim. So
I love that you like know a lot of the pranks that go on. It's pretty funny.
I almost feel like Jim is also level-headed. He's like, he can be a prankster, but he can also be level-headed. So I picked him as Lonnie.
Okay.
Dwight. I had a hard time with him because I kept going back between CC and stuff with him. Just because, okay. Again, I don't know if sinister is the correct word for Dwight, but he's a, from what I've seen from clips and memes, he's kind of a bully.
Oh my god, okay.
On him, like he's the main target. Like, what the is wrong with Dwight? And like, I feel like Dwight's personality and how he says things is like take it the wrong way at times. So I put Dwight and Andy, don't come after me.
I love these answers so far.
Pam, know nothing. at all about her. Besides, just she's a little quiet and stuff, so I only took her introvert quietness and put her as Jinx.
Okay. Huh.
And obviously, Andy, the person goes to Jake, and I know nothing of this character.
All right. So, you said Andy was Jinx, Pam was No, sorry. Andy was Jake, Pam was Jinx, Dwight is Andy, Jim you put as Lonnie, and Michael as Cece.
I don't think I got any, but I tried.
So go ahead and give yourself a pat on the back. Let's high five each other. We each got one.
Ready?
Yes. We do that a lot. We always tie somehow. It's great.
You know what? I'm happy I'll take one because I know nothing of the office.
At least we both managed to get one. This is fantastic.
Okay. What are your answers then, since you're the expert on the office?
So we'll start with, obviously, Michael Scott here. And I will say, for anyone that doesn't know the actor, it's Steve Carell. This is, I want to say that this is where Steve Carell's career took off, was when he started in The Office. I know he was in other movies like The 40-Year-Old Virgin and, I don't know what that one movie's called where he plays as Noah in the Ark. It's almost like it's like
Evan Almighty.
Evan Almighty, exactly. But I feel this is where it really got big. So Michael Scott's character is, yes, he's very goofy. He's like a goofy goober. He's all about having fun and he's super playful. He loves to prank and he just loves to have fun and he just loves having friends. He's super friendly. He wants to be friends with every single person in the office, everyone outside of the office. You can't have a bad time when you're with Michael Scott, but on the opposite of his goofy side, he's very loving, he's very caring about people. So the way that I looked at Michael Scott is that is 100% Cece. And look at that, isn't that funny? I got Andy and you got Cece. Like, Ruth, what?
Okay, hilarious. I am so happy because like earlier on, before we hit record, I told you that Ryan accidentally started changing and saw my list.
Oh my god, yeah, what did
he say? Cece was Dwight.
No. Like, I was fighting Cece with another person.
Yeah, like, just from like knowing Cece's personality and a little bit of knowing Michael Scott, like,
No, and that was perfect. Cece is 100% Michael Scott to a T. So yes, congratulations.
Now what? Let's go downhill from all here.
No, that's okay. We're on the same boat. We're on the same sinking boat.
All right, then who is Jim?
So Jim Halpert, he is probably one of the second biggest characters in The Office alongside Michael Scott. Jim Halpert, I do agree, he is very level-headed. He knows exactly what he wants and he goes straight for it. He always puts in 110% in everything that he does. He also has a little bit of a carefree side, but when it is truly something he's passionate about, he puts in all the effort. And he does love Pam, obviously. Him and Pam do fall in love and everything. But Jim also has a joking side. Jim is a prankster. He loves messing around with Dwight. He also loves messing around with Andy Bernard. In this case, Jim will mess around with every single person that he can. So I honestly put Jim Halpert as Jake Pitts because this is where I go back to set the world on fire times, you know. Cece and Jake were like the top pranksters on tour. They were always pranking each other, you know, pranking everyone else and everything. So I feel that represents Jake for the prankingness and then the level-headedness and then just being passionate about things. And Jim is also very like loving and caring as well. So I think it definitely works out with them.
That's fair. That's absolutely fair. That's a good one, yeah.
To Dwight Schrute. I love, it made me laugh that you said Dwight Schrute is like a bully. When Dwight Schrute, he's the one getting bullied all the time.
Every single prank thing that pops up on my For You page or something, it's him, everyone else pulling pranks on him. And he seems like, his delivery is very like evil and sinister. It's like, is he a bully?
He's just straightforward. I will set your face on fire. Like, so Dwight Schrute is another main character. He's been there since the beginning of the season. Dwight Schrute is very straightforward. He has a soft side with him. Although he has a hardened shell and he comes off as very like mean, but realistically, what that comes down to is he's just very passionate about the work he does. Whatever you're working at, he believes that you should be always putting in that 110%, that there should be no goofing off moments. But when it does come to those goof off moments, that's when Dwight releases that soft side of him, and it really opens him up, and you see him for who he truly is. And he really is a caring individual. He's just very passionate about his job. Dwight has a very serious side to him, and he also has a very soft side. I do want to point out the person that I picked for Dwight, because I know Dwight can come off as a douche. That part I do not consider for this BBB member. It's everything else that I said. Okay. But I personally believe actually Jinx to be Dwight, because Dwight is also super knowledgeable. Like, he will straight up, it's always facts. He knows all about, like, history, and it's his knowledge, his intellectual side. To me, that's Jinx, if that makes any sense.
Okay. Again, Jinx did not know about his sweet side a little. I understand the facts, because Jinx is intelligent, so I'm guessing Dwight's intelligent. But from what I've seen, like, he's mean.
Well, that was the biggest thing with Dwight. I'm like, Dwight also comes off as very intelligent. He's super smart. He knows a lot about pretty much everything. And I'm like, that's straight up Jinx. Jinx has so much knowledge inside his noggin. Like, that, it matches. And Dwight's also, for the most part, he could be very, I feel at times he could be quiet. And I feel that's also Jinx, so.
Okay.
So then moving on to Pam. Everyone knows Pam. So it's actually the opposite. Well, okay. Pam and Jim both love each other, but I think Jim loved Pam first, and Pam finds out that she starts loving him more the more time that she spends with him. But Pam, although she is quiet at times, she also has a really fun side. She can be very sarcastic, she loves to pull pranks as well, and she's also very creative, and she's very artistically driven. And to me, that screams Andy Biersack. I feel Andy is artistically driven. He's very creative. While he can be quiet and has his introverted side, he also has those moments where he could be super funny, sarcastic, and pulling pranks. And that's why I chose him for Pam.
Interesting. Now I need to watch more Pam clips.
Yes, you do. I think you would really love Pam, Ruth.
And then last but not least, Lonnie is this guy. I have no idea who this guy is.
Andy Bernard. So one of the biggest reasons I chose Lonnie as Andy Bernard is because Andy is new to the season. He comes in like season 3, and we all know Lonnie's one of the newbies in Black Rob Rise. So I thought, okay, that kind of works out. But Andy is also, he plays like so many instruments for starters. Lonnie can play a lot of instruments. So I'm like, okay, Andy has that very musical side to him as well as Lonnie. And Andy can be very sweet, and he can also have his little funny moments. And also, everyone's always pranking Andy and kind of messing with him and bullying him. And I feel that's what all the members like to do to Lonnie. They're like, yeah, let's prank Lonnie, it'll be so funny. Or let's give Lonnie shit, it will be hilarious. So I feel that definitely ties in with him. Lonnie was a hard one, you guys, because with him, the biggest one was comparing Lonnie to also Phyllis on the show. For anyone that doesn't know, Phyllis is a saleswoman character on there. She's one of the, like, more older women, but she's very quiet and introverted.
Voices Sadness?
Yes, on Inside Out.
Okay.
Yes. That was the other person I was kind of deciding over. But really, when it came down to it, the only things I could think of Lonnie being Phyllis is just the very quietness, the curly hair, and then being sweet. And I thought, okay, Andy has that musical side, and there's always them pranking Andy. I was like, so I feel that kind of, it just had more to it when it came to Lonnie. So obviously, for everyone watching, if you think differently, yeah, please drop that down in the comments. I'm excited to see if you guys agree or disagree, and who you guys think the guys are for The Office characters.
Hey, I got educated today with The Office.
And I got educated with Parks and Rec. Now, does it make you want to watch The Office a little bit more?
No.
See, yeah, same. I don't want to watch Parks and Rec anymore. But you know, I'm just saying, we have to. When we visit each other, we still have to show each other the cringiest episode of Parks and Rec and the cringiest of The Office.
You say cringiest, I say my favorite episode.
How about we do both?
I don't know if there's a cringy episode of Parks and Rec. Like, I'm sure there is. It's just like it's been a while. We have already agreed that when she comes over, we're gonna show each other some episodes of each season of episodes of our favorite shows. Like mine is the Valentine's Day with Ron and the Rittles. I'm curious because I know some of the guys in BBB, I know for a fact CeCe is a huge Office fan. He prefers that than Parks and Rec. Also, Lonnie prefers The Office and two. So that's all I know for that one. But hey, maybe they like Parks and Rec.
I was gonna say, I think also I could be wrong on this, but didn't it doesn't Andy and Chris also prefer The Office?
Yes, yeah, so Chris, if you're watching this, what characters?
Chris, let me know if I failed on the Office for Black Veil Brides. If so, I am sorry. It was so hard to pick. It was so hard.
I'm just saying, Chris, Parks and Rec is another great show. I think you would like Ron a lot.
I feel like I would like Ron too. I do like that one meme that I always see of him.
So yes, please let us know in the comments below which characters do you think. If we got them, if you disagree, let us know. Again, what's your favorite? Do you prefer The Office, Parks and Rec, or are you one of those very, very special people who likes both of them?
Or the very rare birds that don't like either.
Either. I will say, we did put up a poll on Instagram. I saw that The Office was in the lead, so I'm not totally not salty about that.
But like, if you guys could also put down like why you prefer one over the other, I'm definitely kind of curious.
I don't know. This was the first one I got introduced. I just love the comedy of it. I love the characters and stuff. I heard like, oh, if you like this, you like The Office. I tried watching it. I just couldn't get into it.
Well, fun fact, I didn't like The Office when I first watched it. I watched only one episode and it was the very first season. And that's what I think is truly hard when you're trying to start getting into The Office. The very first episode is so challenging and it probably makes no sense to anyone. Maybe it comes off as boring too, or very like, they're like, oh my God, this kind of humor is not my style. But the more you watch it, the more you get into it, I promise. The Army. Today's fan shout out goes to the one and only Dr. Roxy. You can find them on Twitter. Their at is at Roxy Duskfall. We want to go ahead and give the fan shout out to you because we have noticed you recently. Just you've been so involved in the BBB Army, especially online as of late. We've seen your post on Twitter. We've seen your comments that you've left for us on our YouTube channel. And you've also been following Ruth and I and just supporting everything that we do alongside of Black Veil Brides. And to be honest, that just means the world to us. We're so glad to see fans like you that not only support us, but the dedication and the loyalty that you have to Black Veil Brides is absolutely amazing. So once again, just thank you so much for being a fan of Black Veil Brides. Thank you for supporting us. We greatly appreciate it. Everyone, go ahead and give them a follow. Fan shout out goes to you.
Well, guys, this brings up to our second episode, When Fandoms Collide. I know some of you commented on the last one to do Marvel and DC. Maybe. And stuff.
We'll have to.
And then I know there's Pokemon, which will be an interesting one to do.
Pokemon,
We know what? We should have our partners on for the Pokemon one because partners know more than Pokemon. Ryan is a Pokemon expert.
you're gonna be like Ryan will take the stand
Ryan will take the stand.
now.
I mean, you just go chill in bed and with Roku. I don't know. But we do want to see what fandoms we want to. It was fun doing this one, our favorite comfort shows, because this is comfort shows. And I might most likely watch it again here soon. Thank you guys
She's gonna watch it
again.
like right now, right after we get off.
Most likely. Thank you guys again for tuning in. We hope you guys are doing well. Please subscribe to our channel. Our subscription button is down below, so make sure to hit the subscribe button. All of our social media platforms are down below. You can listen to our podcast at any platform. Just type in BBB Army Hearts to Hearts. Go follow us on TikTok and everything else. And we will see you guys later with a brand new episode. And yes, the concert is coming here soon. And yes, we do have plans. All right. With that, little Sebastian.
Bye, 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 bye.